In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christus Masti. Masihu Qam. Christ is risen. As we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, after we have heard the message of power sent by His Holiness Pope Shenouda to us, we want also to meditate about the resurrection of our Lord and some lessons we can learn. And actually, we will learn and learn and learn until the end of life and leave this world without collecting all the lessons and the benefits of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have during the liturgy the rite which we call Act of the Resurrection. And actually, it's not a play. It's like an image the church saw that it could be very close to what happened on the day of resurrection, just before the procession of the resurrection. You notice that in this act, we turned off all the lights, and the church was dark completely, and the curtain of the haikal of the sanctuary was closed. Why? Because there is a very important relationship between the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the light. After He accepted to die for the whole world, for the whole mankind, to give death to everyone instead of life, by His death, that He accepted the death which is the price of our sins to Himself, to give us the life instead of dark, the life instead of death. So He was buried in the tomb, and in the tomb there is no light. So there is a relationship between death and darkness. And because our Lord died willingly, and He was not supposed to die, because He is the only one in the whole world who was born without sin, lived without sin, died without sin, buried without sin, resurrected and ascended into the heavens from where He came first. So the tomb had no power on Him, and the darkness had no power on Him. He was buried in the tomb, and the tomb is dark. There is no windows, no doors in the tombs. The dead people do not need that. But He, by His divinity, as His Holiness mentioned today in His message, resurrected from the dead. So He left the darkness of the tomb to the light of life. And this is a very important lesson. There is a very essential relationship between death and darkness. Hence, between resurrection and light. That's why He insisted in many places, in many occasions, to say about Himself, I am the true the true light. Whoever walks in me will never lose his way, because he will walk in the light. So, this is a very important lesson. The relationship between the resurrection and the light is that the people who are resurrected, who arose with the Lord Jesus Christ, behave in the light, not in darkness. And so, the sinners, the criminals, the bad people, always work in the darkness. But the righteous people work in the light. They are not afraid to behave. They are correct. They are righteous people. But the mad people always behave in the darkness. So you are resurrected with the Lord. As he arose from the dead, he gave you the power of his resurrection in the baptism when you were children. And then every one of us must walk in the light. Every one of us must know that whatever he does in the darkness will be one day revealed in the light. Of course, every one of us hears what was happening in our motherland. Many things happened in the darkness until January 25th. Many things revealed. And every one of us was surprised. How come these people who were governing us working in the darkness? But the Lord said, everything you will do in the darkness will be one day revealed. Everything you say in the hidden places will be heard and open. This is what the Lord said to me as a spiritual lesson, not to apply on something on earth. I say, I want to work and to walk and to behave not in the darkness, but in the light. One of the very important signs that you work in the light, that you have one word, one opinion for every subject, everywhere, to everyone, in every occasion. But those who work in the darkness are hypocrites. They have many words. Word here, and on the same subject, word here and word there, and word, they are not walking in the light. They are walking in the darkness. Another lesson, very important. As the tomb is very dark, also the tomb is very tiny prison. We are saying now about the people who were having great authority in Torah prison in very small cells. But what is that compared to the tomb? The tomb is maximum 2 meters and 60 centimeters. It's a prison. Prison. But because the Lord, as I said, is the divine, the true Lord. And as he went to the tomb willingly, he arose from the tomb willingly by the power of his divinity. And then he arose from the tomb while the tomb was closed. He did not need anyone to roll the stone for him to come out. He arose through his divinity. But at the same time, he was giving us a very important lesson, that the life of sin is slavery, prison. Those who live in sin, even they are very rich, even they are very authority, Even if they are very respected from the people of the world here, but if they are prisoned in their weaknesses and their sins, they are prisoned like a dead person in the tomb. And the Lord came out of the tomb, came out of the prison of death to the, what is the word? Freedom. Freedom. Not the freedom of the countries. Not the freedom through arms and wars. But the freedom of inside. This is the true freedom. At which the Lord said, if the Son frees you, then you are truly free. Why? Because everyone who commits the sin is a slave of the sin. Some people think that the liberty or the freedom is to do whatever he wants, to say whatever he wants, to walk everywhere, to go everywhere he wants. But this is not the true freedom. The freedom is not to do whatever you want, but the true freedom is to do whatever is useful for you and the others. الحرية مش إنك تعمل ما تريد، الحرية إنك تعمل ما يفيد. دي الحرية الحقيقية. That's why the Lord insisted to us that we are not anymore slaves of the sin after he freed us through his resurrection from the prison of the tomb to the light, to the freedom of the righteousness. The freedom of the righteousness. So the first lesson we learned today from our Lord, our beloved Pope, our Holy Father, Pope Shenouda, that the resurrection has power. And the power of resurrection makes us not afraid of anything, even death. We are not afraid of death because we died already in the baptism. What we call, what the people call now in the world death, we do not call it death. What do we call it? Departure. It's no longer death. It's a departure. And the death now for us is a bridge. Takes us from this world to the eternal life, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the kingdom of heaven, which the Lord prepared for us from the beginning or before the beginning of the creation. So, number one, power. Number two, light. And number three, freedom. Number four is love. Love. Resurrection is love. Why? If the Lord did not love us practically, actually, he could have said to Adam and Eve, you have sinned, okay, forget it, I forgive you. Then he is not God. Not God, why? Because if he said to them, the day you eat from this tree in the middle of the garden, you will know the good and the bad, and then you will die. Not as a punishment, but as a result. Adam and Eve were very innocent. They were naked. They were not ashamed because they did not know the good and the evil. And the Lord warned them, whenever you eat, you will die. It does not punishment from God. He was warning them that it will happen to them, like what you say to your son or daughter. If you cross the street without looking right and left, you may have an accident. Any car can hit you. It's not a punishment, it's a warning. That's why the Lord put Adam and Eve out of the garden, and out of his great love, the result of the sin that Adam and Eve fell in was not possible to be solved without someone to die to fulfill the God love and to fulfill the God just as well. So the great love of the Lord led him to come to our world, to be incarnate. We don't say that Jesus Christ was born like anyone in the whole world. Whatever. Any prophet, any righteous. No one was born like our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he was born without marriage. So he did not inherit the original sin. So he was without sin. He was born for me because he loved me. He lived on this world for me because he loved me. And he died on the cross for me to give me life instead of death. This is the issue. The issue is not that a man came and prophet, they killed him or whatever, and then he is now in heaven. No. His great love led him to accept the death for the whole world. That's why we say whoever believes in him, his sins will be forgiven. Because it was already paid on the cross. That's why the Bible said to us, sue the Father. Sue, or هكذا حب العالم. Yeah, that God loved the world until he sent his beloved Father to die for us. هكذا أحب الله العالم حتى بذل sacrificed his only begotten Son for us. The resurrection is the love. If you arose from the dead with our Lord Jesus Christ, do not have any hatred in your heart against anyone. That's why in the Old Testament it was written, love your relative, but he did not ask us to love our enemies. He said, love your relative, but hate your enemy. But in the New Testament, when our Lord Jesus Christ came, he said, love your enemy. It was told to you that love your brother or neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hate you. This is the love. That's why the power of the resurrection is power of love. And I ask you today to pray for those who are now hating and hitting and making bad things to our brothers in Egypt. Love them and pray for them. And be sure that the Lord can change the wolves into sheep. And this is his work. We cannot hate anyone because we are resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for them more than we pray for our killed people, martyred people, even from the beginning of this year. Now you see in the prison, those who are now, it was said that some of them planned what happened in the Church of the Two Saints in Alexandria. So it's normal. But for us, we don't hate anyone. We should not hate anyone. We pray for everyone. And we love of everyone because we have been resurrected with him as he resurrected. May the Lord give us the blessing of the lessons of tonight about his resurrection. Number one, power. Number two, light. Number three, freedom. And number four, love. Do not let any hatred comes to your heart towards anyone in the whole world. Those who are believe as you and those who do not. Those who are Egyptians and those who are not. Those who are white or dark, we love every single one because they are the creation of the Lord. This is the resurrection, the true resurrection. Not just to say, Christos anesti, aletos anesti, and dress good dresses and come celebrate and go to our normal life. No, let the power of the resurrection, the light of the resurrection, the freedom of the resurrection, and the love of the resurrection fill all your hearts. Glory be to God. Amen. Before I leave, we want to welcome very much His Excellency Mr. Wael Abdelmajid, our ambassador here in Canada, and his wife. And as well, we would like to welcome Mr. Pierre Poilievre, the Member of Parliament of Nepean, the very active member. And we pray for him that the Lord may help him this election. God willing, very shortly we will announce about what we call some coffee community gathering for him to explain to us some. You know that he is very active. He's interested in the Coptic issue in Egypt. We thank him very much. We thank Your Excellency very much for your coming. And we thank also المشير أنا مش عارف المشير بالإنجليزي يعني ماليش با مارشال اللي قالها الأمبسادور المشير طنطاوي وكل اللي هنونا بالعيد ونصلي من قلبنا من أجل مصر والمسيح قال لست أسأل أن تأخذهم من العالم بل أن تحفظهم من الشرير صلوا أحبائي من أجل مصر لأن اللي بيحصل في مصر من حاجات وحشة مش هيفرق بين مسيحي ومسلم خالص هيتعب الكل وهيأذي الكل حتى ولو كان واخد شيب انه ضد الماينوريتي لأقوال دلوقتي لكن on the long run لو الحكاية دي مشيت على طول كده لكن أنا متأكد إن اللي عمل قبل الأربعين بتاع شهداء كنيسة القديسين هيقدر يعمل من أجل خير مصر قبل ما يقول من أجل خير الكنيسة مصر بلدنا فهموها دي مصر دي بلدنا في قلبنا وأنا بحب دايما أقول أنا مصري أولا وقبطي ثانيا ومصر في قلب كل واحد فينا حتى لو كنا في القطب الشمالي هنحبها وهنصلي من أجلها هتفضل في قلبنا ومش هننسى أي واحد مسيحي أو مسلم اتقتل أو اتبهدل أو اتعذب من أجل أمور ما هيش مظبوطة مرة ثانية بنشكركم جدا على محبتكم وعلى تشريفكم ألف شكر ليكم ربنا يعيد عليكم الأيام بالخير والبركة ويجعلها قيامة من كل شيء رديء قيامة إلى حياة أفضل وقيامة أيضا إلى حياة أبدية لربنا المجد الدائم من الآن وإلى الأبد آمين.